I know, I was thinking of the song while we were sitting in there about I enjoy being a girl. And have y'all ever just entertained that thought, even when you dress up and go out or get ready to do something very special, and you just have that little thrill in your heart or a little heartbeat of, I'm just really enjoying this. I'm enjoying being a girl. I'm enjoying just all the different opportunities there are to take advantage of looking nice and the frills and the different types of takes that you have, taking advantage of that. And I think we should be proud that we're girls, because that's exactly what I'm here to be. And we're created to be an ornament. The kingdom, an ornament of the King, the Lord Jesus. And so we as Christians have a special privilege of being girls who can dress like princesses. So let's just commit the time to the Lord and ask Him for His perspective in your heart to help Him, have Him help you to understand what He wants you to know in your session. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your perspective of our lives, and I thank you that you're the Creator God and that you desire for us to look and be good stewards of what you've given us. And Lord, I thank you for the inner beauty that we're challenged to have in our hearts, and that it only comes through a regenerated heart and through the knowledge of the Word in our lives operating through our lives daily. So I thank you that each of us now can gain a perspective that is unique and different for each other. We commit the time to you in Jesus' name. Just a little story. 2 years ago, I had a couple of roommates, Pam, who they know, and Nancy Pickett, Edwards now. And Nancy was the real honest one, you know. When I put something on, she would say, why don't you wear this? And she'd do it in a real subtle way. And so I would just get kind of, I take that personal. And so one day I said, Nancy, why don't we just go through every day's wardrobe or closet and let's just honestly evaluate Pam's and yours and mine clothes and just tell us when we put it on, you and Pam tell me what doesn't look good and what does, and then we'll tell Pam, you and I'll tell Pam what looks good and what doesn't, and then we'll do that to Nancy. So, that's real hard, you know. You had to really get courageous because you had to be willing to get rid of your little favorites that you have a hard time to, maybe something you spent hours and hours and hours making, and it just doesn't look good. Well, you know, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is, because you put your time in on it. Well, that's what you want to keep. And so we did that, and pretty soon, I realized that what they had visualized for me was something far better and far greater than I ever visualized. And it included something in quality, and it was something that made me feel better about myself. Because, and usually, you know, I had thought, I don't think I would deserve to purchase something that nice. I always had different classes in my mind, and that's above my class. And so it was, in a way, a very positive self-image booster in that God did expect something better than what I was dressing in. And a lot of what our mothers try to dress us and visualize for us sets the pattern and the pace for us. And if it's drab clothing when we were young, going to school, or if we had hand-me-downs or whatever, that does somewhat shape our image of ourselves. So let's just look at what God thinks of us. The way we dress and the type of makeup that we are attitude toward makeup and our manners reveal what we think of ourselves within. but nothing is hidden, but God knows what we think of ourselves. So let's look at Psalms 139. Thou didst form my inward parts and didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it quite very well. My frame was not hidden from thee, and I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in my book were all written. The days were ordained for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts toward me, O God, and how vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would count my good sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. If you look at 15, that this is talking about the outward part of you, your body, your frame. How many of you thought there's something about you physically that you just had a very difficult time with? Yes. I remember a girl, I asked that question. I was visiting with her in the union one day, and she said, yes, my hands, I had never, they were so big. I had never noticed that. And, but see, she knew that, and how did she arrive at that conclusion? A comparison. She looked at others' hands, and she looked at hers, and she thought, most, and so then she draws her own conclusion. My hands are not acceptable. And most of us come to not accept what we don't like, we don't accept what we have, is because of basically comparison. Human comparison, physically. But God says, my frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret. Okay, where does the standard for perfect appearance come from? Man. And to God, when he made someone with big bones all over and tall, 6'4" girl, you know, to be around, that's perfect to him. It's beautiful to him because he's the creator God. But man looks at that and thinks, I'm a monster. Or that's really out of the ordinary. Well, it is, but who's perfect? What's the perfect standard? Well, man has created a perfect standard. They say, you know, 36, 24, 36 is the perfect standard. But God doesn't say that. God says, whatever you are, that's perfect for you. Now, how we take care of that is something different. Overeating, putting on weight to hide that perfect frame that God gave you isn't his will. And so that causes other problems. But your frame was not hidden. Okay, look at Psalms 45. Chapter on posture. You know, you're queen of the kingdom. This should make you walk like one. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of the ready writer. Thou art fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon my lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. And then go on down to 9:8. All thy garments are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, strings of instruments have made thee glad. King's daughters are among thy noble ladies. At thy right hand stands the queen of gold from over. 13, the king's daughter's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She will be led to the king in embroidery work. The virgins are her companions who follow her will be brought to thee. They will be led forth with gladness and rejoicing. They will enter into the king's palace. And this gives you an idea of the fact that the king's daughters have the best. And to know who we are and who we belong to should make us tall. Now, what we dress, how we dress, how we make ourselves up, is only an outward thing. What reveals the inside is our posture. Then something's wrong on the inside. We may look good, but stumped over. Or slouching, like Raggedy Ann. You know, you can't get her to stand up. Her sit up straight. She's always kind of slouching down. Or just, you know, all kinds of tricks with our hands or our feet. We try to wrap our feet around like a spider, you know, or a snake, you know, when we sit down. Just all kinds of things that are that show insecurity in our hearts. And it's the inner beauty that really matters. 1 Peter 3 talks about this, the inner part of the woman. So, we're going to go into, I'm going to pass out these principles on the Christian girl's wardrobe and the verses that go along with it. And we'll go through a couple of these. Right now I'm going to go on into the practical. Christ in everything, including the way she dresses. Whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Number two, she dresses with style and taste so that her appearance will bring honor to the one she represents. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:4. Three, she takes the Lord Jesus Christ shopping with her. As she stands before the mirror, she asks herself, would I want to meet Jesus looking like this? Not as pleasing men, but God. Four, she avoids all that is gaudy and conspicuous, knowing this might focus so much attention on her outward appearance that it dims the beauty of Christ within. Not I, but Christ liveth in me. Five, she tries not to look dull or drab, for she knows that unattractive dress is not befitting a daughter of the king. King's daughters, all glorious within, her clothing is rocks of gold. And then you remember Proverbs 31:22 talks about the godly woman, her clothing is fine linen and purple. That was the best that they had back then. So we have the privilege of looking for the best. Six, she uses moderation in following fashion, seeking to be classed as neither old-fashioned nor first-in-fashion. Let your moderation be known to all men. And seven, she follows the styles of the crowd whenever possible, but refuses to conform when conformity requires a lowering of her standards. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And eight, she does not use her clothing for vainglorious pomp and show. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. And then a quote by Isaac Watts. How proud are we, how fond to show our clothes and call them rich. Rich and new. When the poor sheep and silkworms wear that very clothing on people. 9, she does not overdress. She selects clothing which is appropriate to the occasion and beautiful in simplicity. In like manner, also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but with good works. Virtue is like a rich stone, best plain stone. 10, she strives to look feminine. Be proud of the fact that God made you a woman. Do you like to dress like that? A woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man. 11, she refuses to play up her sex for that which, for she would not want to pin a label cheap or common on that which belongs to Christ. For we are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. 12, she avoids styles which are too bare or too revealing. She knows that she would be an accomplice in sin if her provocative attire aroused wrong thoughts in the fellow's mind. And you know, the point here is drawing attention to the face and not to a particular part of the body, which I'll point out later what that can mean, what that is. Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already within his heart. 13. She realizes that modesty in dress brings not only God's approval, but also lasting admiration from fellows, as they see in her face, in her, the kind of girl that would someday be married. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. 14. She refuses to become so fascinated by fashion books that she forsakes the book of books which guides her into the fashion of her own soul. For the fashion of this world passeth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And 15, planning of a wardrobe is the key, getting the facts. And then 16, a woman who sews, if you have any desire or inkling to want to sew, learn. Take some time to learn. Find somebody who can teach you, because it's very scriptural. 17, and remembering that our outside is the frame, our inner is the picture. And it's even broken down in our bodies. Our face is the picture of what's in our soul, and the hair is the frame. And, you know, God said that blonde hair or is a glory to a woman. That does not mean down here, the waist, or even here. I think it's just something that is different than a fellow's. You know, it's not shaved, it's long. I think those are helpful. You can go through those and meditate on them and just commit them to the Lord. Just ask Him how you can make these practical. Now, what we want to do the rest of the time here is major on getting the facts. And the facts are just what is good for you according to the way God made you, and how you can build a wardrobe that's practical for you. You see, it's very individual. And every one of us has a different personality and a different taste. Because God, when He said He knit your inward parts together, that inward parts does not mean our body. It means He knit together your personality. He made your temperament, your disposition, just the way He wanted it. And it's so unique. And so the desires that you have and the taste that you have are very unique. Just acknowledge them and say, oh God, they're not so weird after all. They're from you. And don't go try copying someone else's. And you know what motivates the fashion industry today to make the changes they make? Poor self-acceptance. They know that girls, women, and men are always looking for ways to make themselves acceptable. So they're always changing the style. And it just shows the discontent among people. And, you know, the platform shoes, the real high shoes. I always think of that verse, who can add any stature to his height? Jesus said, what man can add stature to his height? He can't. But that's just evidence that the world is trying to change their image. And they know people do not accept themselves, and so they're going to find something that will always be trying to meet that inward need of change. I want to be taller. So, what do they put on the market? Things that make you look taller or change your stature. And the image today of the loose morals, of course, the type of material, the type of modeling that you see of certain clothes, particularly, I think it's very distracting for a woman to wear very low, open apparel. You know, you see a lot of this just open all the way down. And the first thing you look at is right there, and that's exactly what the girl intends to communicate. But it's style, and it goes along with the morals of the country. So morality is revealed in styles, and poor self-image, discontent, is revealed in the style of today. Okay, how can you keep a good current wardrobe on a tight budget? How many of you are on a tight budget? Someday you may have a lot of money to work with, but even then you can be very frugal, and you can get by with less if you know how to do it practically. Okay, one, don't buy fads, especially if they don't look good on you. Now, an example today of a fad is the drawstring look. You know, a lot of those, but, you know, it has a string here. Okay, you know that in a year or two those are going to go out. The cow neck look. There are certain people that does not look good on, but to go into the store and think, that's a fad, I need one, without consideration for your own makeup and build, it would not be good. And so take these principles and apply them and just make some basic decisions. This is me, and if that's the fad, I can't wear it, I'll be content with that. A person who cannot wear a cow neck is one who has a large bust. It makes them look even larger. Just heavy here. So, if you have one and you want to wear a cowl neck, just go to the turtleneck or a tighter fitting in the neck look. So that's an example of a fad. Just don't buy them because you're wasting your money. Two, work around a basic color scheme. Example, in the fall and winter, you may want your basic color to be navy and blue, navy, blue, and brown. And so just whenever you go out, look for a blouse with a combination of navy and blue in it, or scarves, basic navy, blue scarf, or whatever. And the girl, one of the girls that helped me with the seminar, she showed me how she structures her wardrobe. She has a basic blue, navy blue suit, pants, skirt, and slacks, and a red lightweight cotton for year-round, red, and then she has a brown tweed, which she can wear in the winter. And so then she has all these blouses of all types of colors and combinations, stripes, flowers, and she has three basic suits that she mixes and matches, and she has. So that's very inexpensive, but it's very simple. And you'd have to change with all kinds of change of clothing in those streets. So find out, we're going to talk about what's the best color for you later, but pick out what colors you would want to structure your wardrobe around. If you look in your closet and find 100 different colors and you can't ever find anything to wear, it's probably that you're not utilizing the best of a little of a few things. Okay, three, stick to the classics. Now, example of the classics are A-line skirts, they won't go out, slightly flared pants. Now, the flare varies from year to year. You know, the cuffs came in and went out, they're out now. The straight stovepipe legs, will come in and go out. But if you have slight flare, you can always count on it staying in. That's a classic. Princess style. Princess style is a garment with the lines coming in. See this or not, but the style is, comes from the sleeve here and moves down.
Is it like the sleeve in the jacket?
Well, should this line were to go in here, this, the seam, here, that's the princess style. It's very slenderizing. Okay, that never goes out. Jackets with medium size lapels. And I noticed that some of the jackets coming out now, I'm not sure if they're. They're getting narrower, I believe. But the medium size is the one that will stay in. Of course, you know the jackets are getting short now. See, that'll come in and go out. Button-down front blouses. Most of us have that coming in here. You're wearing a blouse. They're just button-down. You can wear them now. Okay. Fourth, don't buy anything on sale unless you already have something to go with it. If anyone bought something that even had anything with it, thought that is a tremendous sale. Just ask God for sales assistance. Five, buy a majority of your clothes with machine wash labels. Okay. Four, don't buy anything on sale unless you already have something to go with it.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, five, buy a majority of your clothes with machine wash label. Six, don't buy a garment with only one thing in mind. That's impulsiveness. Like, for instance, the Christmas formal. Again, when you're buying basic things, a basic long black skirt or a basic solid skirt is good. And if you have a couple of nice blouses, you can dress them up formally with some kind of jewelry or, you know, and you have it. But you wouldn't have to go out and spend the extra money for one kind of thing. Seven, if you quit growing, buy nicer clothes. They will last longer. But if you're not through growing, continue to buy just the cheaper ones. And now, this would apply to those who are trying to lose weight. If you have an ideal weight and you're moving toward that, wait until you're there and then purchase some very nice quality things. For instance, a three-piece. You know, these tweed suits that you can buy, a vest and a jacket and a pants or skirt. You know, you may pay $150 for that, and it's a good quality, but you'll have it forever. And don't feel bad about buying something that expensive, but it's quality that you're looking for. And the size, if you put your money on it, the size would be an incentive to save that weight. So it works two ways. What to consider about yourself when buying? Five things. Number one, your figure, shape, face, and hair color. Well, two years, face and hair color. Figure, shape, face, and hair color. Three, environment. Four, your activities. And five, what your personality is. Okay, we'll start with the first one, figure shape. Most of you look pretty normal and haven't been stood up yet, but this is just an amateur drawing. I don't usually draw figures, but one figure for a very, very small busted. And flat chest, large hips, very wide here. You know, you can be here and carry it in the back. But this proportion, see, God made that, and that's perfect. But what we're looking for is proportion and eye appeal, a whole look, just a balance. And God is a God of balance. So He's got a way of doing that. And the best way is to add weight to the top with a scarf. A cowl neck is a good waiter for a small person in the top. See, I've got some examples. Here's one here. This is good. Lots of gathers and ruffles. See, that adds weight to the top. A lot of ruffles in the sleeves. Now, if you're a large busted person and you like this style, you just have to avoid it because that is not good for you. And this is a good self-image booster because what you're doing is you're saying, this is me, this is the way God made me. A top like this would not be very good unless you add a scarf or something. Add weight to the top. You get the idea there? Okay, balance. Also, what adds weight is stripes that go around. And you know, most of our knit tops do have the stripes that go around there. They graduate in size. Some are real narrow, some are large. Now, for Diana, see this top that she has, I'm saying that much. It's an attention to the face drawing sweater. It has, it draws you to the top, especially with the side color, but it adds weight to her top, and you're proportionate. Balanced anyway, but she does have a small, thin top. But that adds weight to it. Anything that goes this way. And if any of you are large busted, avoid stripes that go this way because it just makes you look thick. Okay, large busted. If you're large busted and it's real narrow hips, the yes would be. Something of a tailored look, fitted up here with a little collar, just simple, little buttons, anything little would make this top look smaller. And then gathers, something gathered on the bottom would really be enhanced. This is a no. The woman that helped me with this, she said a V-neck or a V-look line on a large busted person just accentuates the size. So a sweater with a V-neck and a straight skirt is probably done. Let's see if we can find an example here. I have some. I think which one it is, but going back to the one with the large hips, see this, the width of the hips is added on with the gathers here and a small tight top, but this would not be the best. This would be a good example for one with the big busted and the narrow hips, something with the gathers in here and a tighter top. Okay. The other figure shape is no waist, just kind of a straight trunk, just kind of straight, like a tree.
You say here like a tree.
This type of blouson look, the drawstring would be good, provided you don't have the big, you're not overweight. And this type would be very good because, again, you're wasting yourself, but you're giving yourself some shape. The empire look is good. But this is the no, and I try to give some illustrations of this. The wide band here, those would not look good. She told me that they just get lost in it. You just don't see anything. There, you just see a dress. There's just no shape to it at all. So, did any of you identify with any of these figure shapes? Okay, that might help. Now, some of this, Lynn, how do you help us like identify our shape like? I don't know. Some may be very normal, but I would say, though, if you're anywhere big up here, this type of a thing, you see that. For a Christian girl, something like this is not the best. And what was your eyes up to first? The bust. And see, if a big busted girl wears something like this, or a big pattern across here, you know, the writing that they've done, where they want people to look. They're very insecure in their heart, and they want to be drawn to one of their endowments. But see, something that has figure here, I see, Karen, yours is not distracting at all, because it's very, to me, it's soft and feminine, but it does not, to me, draw any attention. You want to stand up? What's your figure shape?
Maybe you have no waist, but that's not because I don't have a waist.
You're probably pretty normal.
Yeah.
If you were, you're tall, that's an advantage somewhat to wearing all types of clothes. Now, for a tall person, how many do you consider yourself tall? Okay, from 5'5" up, I would say it's tall. You can pretty much wear anything that is brightly colored, big jewelry, large cowl neck, just large. Large patterns, bold prints, bold plaid, bright colors. Let me give you an example of size here. Which of those two look bigger?
For you.
Okay, they're both the same size. Exactly the same size. But what happens is color makes a lot of difference as to how the size. So again, if you're big on the top, dress in darker colors. Proportion yourself color-wise. Darker on the bottom makes you look smaller. If you have problems with weight on your hips, just pick darker slacks or darker skirt colors. And then choose the lighter colors for the top if you're smaller. Just reverse goes with the other side.
What do you do?
Both dark. You could wear just darker colors all over. Karen,
what about like checks? Smaller checks?
Okay, it depends on the size again. If you're tall, you can wear larger checks and larger plaids. If you're small, smaller prints make you look smaller. And or it enhances just the size that you already are. Let me give you ideas on fabric. Large people should not wear flimsy fabric, like voile, sheer cotton, jersey, piana, and colors. Of course, we talked about that, dark, or they can wear dark colors because of that helps out their size, large. Small people should not wear heavy, bulky fabrics like corduroy. If corduroy is in style and you're small, that is just not the best for you. Pick something of a thinner quality. Because it just overwhelms you. It makes you look bigger and stockier.
Even if you use the bow?
Pardon? You know, even if you use like skirt or slacks?
You mean big whale?
Big whale, the bigger
the
whale.
Whale.
Yeah, the little board, I don't know. Yeah, no, that's not very healthy. But the big is heavy tweeds. And heavy double knits, you know, the type of double knit that has a real heavy texture to it, that would add thickness to you. And of course, not large plaid. If you all have any questions, you should ask, because some of this is very individual.
I don't know if you're going to get to this, but what about like broad shoulders?
No, never wear anything gathered here. Or stripes that go this way, like that stripe. That would add width to your to the size of your top.
So that 3/4 view, that's in the
That type of cap sleeve.
Also,
if you have drop shoulders, try to build your wardrobe around things that do add pad up. You know, like see again what Diana has. That line gives you a sense of width. So if you have drop shoulders, that type of thing would really add to the width. If you have broad shoulders, anything that goes down this way, like a placket in your in the top and knit top, or a V-neck like yours, would take away broadness. Pockets add to your top. Anything that moves this way, or broad shoulders makes them look broader. Or a scarf would take away from that color, if it's a small color. Okay, color. I'm going to talk about color. Now, since in the last month or two, I found out that I am a cool color. And I gravitate toward more the oranges and the reds, and those are best for me. When I wear a pink lipstick, it turns red. That's a good sign that you're not a pink person. And so just find out where is the color that's right for you. And you might, and you'll stay out with your friends. In your face and skin color, our skin is made up of three colors, green, pink, and yellow. Now each of us have pigment that tends toward more the green, the olive look, or more pinkish there, or the yellower look. Depending on which you have the more of would determine what type of color clothing you should stress. like, if you're light skinned and light haired, you should pick the heather type. You know, the, you know what the heather look is? This is a shade, a heather. You see that? It's an orange, but it's a grayed down color. Okay, if you're light hair, light skin, pick the muted colors, in other words, the muted shades of colors. If your hair is dark and your skin is light, you can wear contrasting colors like black and white, red and blue. Okay, the contrasting, the extreme contrast. If your okay, this is another interesting thing. If you are getting older, if you wear white, in other words, the older you get, white makes you look older, if it's especially next to your face. So, as I'm getting older, I am gravitating towards more beiges and off-whites in my wardrobe. I'm phasing out white. Because white against your face just accentuates age, makes you look older. So consider that just in building your basic wardrobe around a white or an off-white.
Do you consider yourself to be a fair-skinned dark person? You can wear the
high or contrast black and white, red, stripes. Mm-hmm. Now you are probably more of the pink heather because you're light, light skin, light hair. Also, styles for hair, wearing hairstyles and clothing styles. If you have curly hairstyle, you should wear clothing that has curved lines, flowered prints. If you have straight hair, you should have more of the boxy lines. And solid colors. Curly hair, more of the you can have all kinds of different patterns in your hair. I'll show you an example of that. just right here, it goes straight hairstyle. She's got the straight line. She's got a line here, here. And then a curly. She's got a couple of lines here. Now see, this just gives wholeness and balance to your appearance. If you're, see, for a person to have a real curly hairstyle with this solid one straight line, it's just not, it's just not put together. It just doesn't have balance. So that's just a consideration for hairstyle and dress. Jumped around a little bit here. Okay, environment. Consider if it's a hot environment or cold environment, or if it's a combination, or if it's a temperate zone that you're living in. That makes a difference as to what type of clothing you should have in your basic builder. Activities, if you're real active, choose the type of material that endures, like heavy denim, broadcloth, sturdy fabrics. Personality, the general rule here is that if you feel good about what you're wearing, then you look good. Another thing, let me add about hips. If you've got big hips, this is probably a real common problem, especially the older you get, the wider you spread. Anything that you wear that has weight or width here around your arms, that makes your hips look bigger. Like gathers around your wrist, it just makes like, or the A-line sleeve, the flare sleeve, as it's down here, it really doesn't add width here. Also, the blocks, squared off jackets, very bad for large hips. Don't ever wear the cut, straight cut jackets. They just make you look even wider and squarer. This is always a good basic style. It really is slenderizing. It'll never go out. They're cut away. It's kind of sweetening out. But if you're real skinny, this would be good, because you need to add weight to it yourself. What do you notice here? What are you drawn to look at when you see that? Okay, the neck up. See, this is a real good example of drawing attention to your face. Anything that draws up this way. If you're a bright color, or a scarf, or a necklace, or a pattern in a sweater. Now, if this pattern were primarily here, nothing here, what are you looking at? The bust line. Or here, see, if you've got big hips, avoid anything that's patterned around this area. And see, a woman who is tall and slender should only wear this type of thing, because look how much weight that adds to her, and width. Especially because it goes around here. I remember my father, I came home one day and I had this sweater. It was a wide stripes. There's all different colors that went around this way. And he made the comment, he said, have you put on weight? And I hadn't. But I thought at the time I knew that was not the best thing to wear, or to have anything in the world.